prison health in an unhealthy place. It is, at first blush, somewhat odd to expect health care in a place where, essentially, no one really cares about you. Prisons are the slums of the state, for it is, more often than not, an abode of the poor and a dwelling place of the impoverished. Prisons rarely house the wealthy, and to a lesser degree, the same might be said of the healthy. They are a social-political construction erected to provide recession-proof jobs to rural, depressed, white communities. These communities, in turn, benefit from the plethora of jobs attracted by prisons, not just in the realm of so-called security, but health care as well. It should therefore surprise no one that the health care provided is of substantially lower quality than the poor health care provided to poor communities and in working class neighborhoods. One of the most significant challenges facing both prisoners and free communities is hepatitis C, which causes liver damage and related illnesses. While Hep C is actually curable, the cost of antiviral drugs is prohibitive. The going market price for these drugs is about $1,000 a pill, or about $90,000 for a full daily regimen of its, say, 8 to 12 weeks. Who can afford that, free or imprisoned? But health, like any other social good, comes through struggle. There have been legal attacks, yes, protests, and public calls for making these drugs available. Some have prevailed. Others have not. The struggle continues across the country. Thank you for your time. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.